for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
So with 1 minute, in fact, with 40 seconds left in the game, Collingwood lead by 3 points. Callum Brown has got a free kick for a push in the back. 40 metres out, directly in front. This to win the game for Collingwood. Drop punt is on its way. Drop punt misses. 38 seconds. The Bombers Kingy need to go from end to end, and I'll let you have the honour.
It's a little bit less than that, Chuck. It's only 10. And they're going to get to the middle of the ground looking for Bell Chambers to mark. He can't. Front of the pack, Zaharakis. Big bump side bottom. That'll be it. Collingwood are going to take this one out in an absolute thriller at the MCG.
What a game. What a game.
And Collingwood, you can see what it means to them. They embrace a couple of huddles on the outer wing. They pick up a crucial 4 points and improve to 4-2. The Bombers are 3-3. Here's a song, Collingwood fans.
To uphold the Magpies' name. See the barrackers are shouting. As all barrackers shout. For the premiership's a cakewalk. For the good old Collingwood.
We don't get many tight ones on Anzac Day.
Essendon fans are filthy.
That is the sixth margin by a kick or less, and the closest margin since the 1 point ball game in 2012. So we'll have the presentation on field of the Anzac Trophy and also the medal for best on grounders. A bunch of former Giants, Shield, Hoskin Elliott, and also Treloar, meet in the middle of the ground.
Collingwood hold on. They led from go to woe. Essendon were determined right throughout. You just felt they were coming hard in that last quarter. We'll have the post-match ceremonies and awards very, very shortly. But just to repeat, the final score, Collingwood 10-13, 73. They hold out a gallant Bombers outfit, 10-9-69. Cracking game of footy. The Magpies by 4 points. We all predicted a close one, and that's exactly what we got. Goal scorers, well, we've got a moment for Essendon, first of all. Danaher was sensational with 4 goals. Had a great tussle all day with Moore. 3 goals to Bagley, 2 goals to Stringer. I reckon one of his best games for Essendon. And 1 goal to Billy Idol. That'd be Guelphy, 10 goals. The Bombers are still roaring, not happy. Collingwood, 2 goals to Cox, 2 goals to DeGoey, and singles to Stevenson, Adams, Sidebottom, Thomas, Hoskin Elliott, and Majacek. A cracking game, Tom King, on Anzac Day. Glad we're here to witness. Lee Brown, could you preempt who may win the medal?
Penderbury was pretty good for the Pies. I think it's probably got to go to the winning team. It's out of him and Shield for me. Both had a lot of footy and a big influence on the game, but I think Pendlebury's was bigger. Danaher's the other one who could be in the mix. He was outstanding today. It was a great matchup. There were some fantastic Wombat Gully Plant Farm matchups today. Danaher versus Moore, DeGoey on Hurley, just two of the really good ones that we had today.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. We will go down to the victorious Essendon rooms after the presentation ceremony takes place. We're not too far away from having the trophy for Anzac Day presented to the winning captain, Scott Pendlebury. He may be up there to receive 2 awards because he's every chance of winning the Anzac Day medal is what he did in 2010 and 2011. Let's take the post-match ceremony.
Would you please welcome back the president of the Victorian Returned and Services League, Dr. Robert Webster OAM, to present the Anzac Day medal to the player whose conduct and play during the game best exemplifies the Anzac spirit. Skill, courage in adversity, self-sacrifice, teamwork and fair play. And the winner of the Anzac Day medal is Scott Pendlebury of the Collingwood Footy Club.
No surprise there. Lee Brown tipped it. What a star performer this man is. Leadership, poise, class, skill, and everything that represents the Anzac Day medal. The Collingwood captain leads his team to victory and puts the medal around his neck.
Just the second player to win the Anzac Day medal three times, James Hearn.
Just on behalf of both sides, I want to thank the crowd.
Stop booing us, please.
Both crowds are roaring at the moment.
One booing, one cheering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the crowd. You guys are amazing today. To Essendon, I think that's what Anzac Day football is about. It was played in a great spirit. All the best for the rest of the year. And well done to our boys. Way to fight it out. Cheers. Thank you.
Well, Scott Pendlebury will probably have to come back.
Yep.
So, not sure.
Tell you, the Essendon faithful.
If Essendon fans have got issues with the umpire, that's not Collingwood's fault.
They are irate.
Essendon Football Club, who were gallant in defeat. Would you please now welcome back Captain Scott Pendlebury and Coach Nathan Buckley to receive the Anzac Day trophy from Dr. Robert Webster OAM.
Sadly, I think the Bombers might be roaring again.
Provided by the RSL in dedication to the memory of those footballers who served in times of war. The names of VFL footballers known to have sacrificed their lives during active service are inscribed on the trophy.
So the presentation of the Anzac Cup, Collingwood have really had the wood over Essendon on this day in recent years. This is their fifth win in the last six encounters.
Shame on anyone that booted a champion. Just like to acknowledge the fact that we are blessed to have an opportunity to play on this day to represent the AFL. So thank you to the Essendon Football Club. And we as a football club are very proud to have the opportunity to represent on Anzac Day. I'd like to acknowledge the Anzacs themselves, the RSL, and all that served our country and give us the opportunity that we have. The strongest connection I have to that is my father, Ray Buckley, served in Vietnam in 1967. I'd like to say thanks, Dad. Well done.
Nathan Buckley there, who went whack on the Essendon supporters at the start of his acceptance speech.
I'm not sure that they were booing Pendlebury. I reckon they were booing the outcome.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Oh, absolutely. But probably...
It's good drama, though,
the
Chuck.
The umpires already walked off.
Yep.
They'd already booed him.
Yep. I don't reckon they were booing Scott Pendlebury.
It is fantastic drama, though, Chuck.
I don't think
what it adds, boys, is a real lot of spice to this rivalry.
Yep.
Absolutely. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break while Collingwood make their way off the ground, go down to the rooms with Julian Dore and speak with one of the victorious Collingwood players. It is the fifth quarter. Signature Home, City to Serve Solar. Collingwood 10-13-73. Essendon 10-9-69. Back shortly. Lip Breathe, Carol Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with a K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation. All you got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
Hi folks, Neil Crompton here. Is your car trying to tell you something? Creaks, groans, thuds, knocks, squeals, shudders and vibrations are common warning signs that something is wrong with your critical brakes, steering and suspension systems. If your car is telling you something, don't wait. Book a Petters brakes, steering and suspension check for just $28. Visit petters.com.au. No bull.
Let life revolve around you with the new Axis neighbourhood at Warralilly. Set in a prime location, take full advantage of shops, cafes, schools and more on your doorstep. A superb four-bedroom Metricon townhome could be yours from $414,000 for eligible first home buyers. Experience a new way to live. Axis at Warralilly. Due to high demand, stage 2 will be released soon. Register your interest now. Call Metricon on 1-800-776-773 or visit warralilly.com.au.
This is
listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warralilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar back here at the MCG. Collingwood 10-13-73, Essendon 10-9-69. Just waiting to hear from Julian Dore down in the victorious Collingwood rooms. We may miss the Collingwood theme song, but hopefully we'll speak with one of their players about the four-point victory.
Shame on anyone who booed a champion. Nathan Buckley, very strong. I'm prepared to say they were not booing Pendlebury. They were booing the outcome of the match, and the Essendon faithful feel as though they were robbed in such a tight affair. So good on Bucks for sticking up for his captain, and he made a strong statement. Brownlee's just added a little bit of spice to the contest for future, hasn't
brilliant.
It?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
Someone needed to. It was a close game. The umpires helped that one out. And, but in all honesty, they should have just relaxed a little bit when Pendles is up there about to make a speech. And obviously he wanted to honour the Anzacs as well in his speech, acceptance speech there. So it's such a big day. Footy just plays a minute part, but great to see the passion really come out in the supporters at the end, and just adds to the rivalry as we go forward and for future matches.
It was unreal. 92,000 people in the MCG today. Kingy said the third biggest crowd we've had for an Anzac Day clash, and the atmosphere was great. I mean, we are so privileged sitting up here. We've got the beautiful seats on the wing, calling the game that we love so much. Brownie, you're the only one that's been out there playing on this big stage, but the crowd were involved, and all the Essendon faithful, sure, they're going to leave today and feel robbed. Collingwood led from the start to the finish in a great game. Essendon just kept coming and coming and coming. Another 2 minutes, they might have got it.
Yeah, they'll be disappointed, but they'll take away a fair bit of confidence in that. They didn't start the game well, but they finished, and they showed us the brand that they want to play. And to move the ball from their defensive 50 to the front end really quickly, they're going to open up a lot of opposition teams, as we've seen in weeks previous and on occasions today. But they're going to be a very good team, and they're just starting to hit some of their straps. It'll be pretty tough for Julian to get in the room, so I reckon every man and his dog might be down there.
Curse Eyes stats, Swamp Thing Kingy does some great work in stats. Scott Pendlebury now 10 time he's saluted, not with a medal, but just in terms of wins.
Yep.
He goes past, so he's Dane Swan and Travis Clyke on 8.
Yep.
So just unbelievable.
Scott and wins Pendlebury on Anzac Day, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, wins on Anzac Day.
Which is phenomenal achievement. They have dominated recently, just having a look back at the record. So from 2010 onwards, Collingwood have now won 8 of the last 10 meetings between the two clubs. So they just certainly got the wood over the Bombers.
Just off the KFC Twitter, Scotland 2007 just wants to know, can someone ask Jeff Kennett if Pendlebury liked the same Izzy post as Ablett? That must be it. Very cheeky.
Very cheeky. Fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Hoping to hear from Julian Dore down in the rooms.
From Alfred Hitchcock.
The birds.
The birds at the minute. There's about 4,000 seagulls outside our window.
Did they just open the roof, Chuck, or something?
What have they done? They've just come from
interview. I'll tell you what, during the ceremony, Chuck, there was a lot of action going on downstairs, wasn't there? People fainting and...
Yes, there was, unfortunately. Down in front of us, while the opening proceedings to the match, two gentlemen down in front, unfortunately, fainted. Let's hope they're okay. But it was, it was quite dramatic. Just down in front of our commentary position.
The Anzac Observance Ceremony was absolutely poignant, as always. Signature Homes, of course, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom-designed homes, $400,000 to $1 million. Signaturehomes.net.au, 126 Fine Street in South Geelong. Still waiting to hear from Julian Dore down in the victorious Collingwood rooms. Unfortunately, we may have missed the song. Well, we will have missed the song. It's just now hopefully we can speak with one of their players from this afternoon's clash. Can tell you in local footy today, St Joseph's 91 defeated South Barwon 65 in the GDFL Invalee 84 over Bannockburn 74, and Drysdale 92 defeated Port Arlington 60. The wash up. We'll join you at 6:30. Going to be catching up with victorious coaches from St Joseph's, Paul Carson, from Drysdale, Luke Matthews, and from Invalee, Adam Donoghue. So looking forward to speaking to those three when we wrap up things here from the MCG. The Cats team not too far away from being released.
Yep.
So we'll bring you the, it'll be a squad. The only change we know of certainly is that Brandon Parfitt won't play with that quad injury.
Well, as soon as we get that, we'll bring you that news. news, Kingy. And on the other side of the peninsula in local footy today, a massive game between the Mount Martha under-11s, 8-11-59, to Balnarring, 2-3-15. So the Mount Martha under-11s, a massive victory on Anzac Day as well. We like giving you all the scores from around the peninsulas.
Bit of soul-searching going on at Balnarring, you would have thought, this week.
Yeah, they're under the pump, the Balnarring boys. Not a big catchment area to draw from, but that started my day, and I say that half as we wait for Julian downstairs. And it was a great morning, Anzac Day footy. I said that at the outset. The under-11s, they had a minute silence. I don't think they really understood the true meaning of it, but as I said, my young bloke asked some questions on the back of it, which was great. And I think we might be, Dave's just trying to get hold of Julian downstairs. As Brownie said, I reckon there'd probably be 500 people in the Collingwood dressing room.
And because Jules wasn't there for the song, he probably has to sing it.
Yeah, when we go to Jules, he's going to have to sing the Collingwood theme song himself to make up for us missing out on the theme song when we get him.
So Collingwood have got Port Adelaide at Marvel next Friday night. We'll bring you that game on K-Rock Footy.
Yep.
Carlton at the MCG. St Kilda at the MCG and Sydney at the SCG for the next month. While for Essendon, their May looks like Geelong at the MCG, Sydney up in Sydney, Fremantle at Marvel and Richmond for the Dreamtime at the G game, as it traditionally is always usually that last Saturday night in May. So the month of May is going to tell a little bit for the Essendon Football Club.
Well, you know what, Kingy? The way this season's unfolding, and I like how you read out the next 4 weeks ahead, it is an unbelievable season, Brownie. Anyone at the moment can beat anybody. I mean, that's how I feel going to the footy. You never really know. And I think the AFL have got their wish, and the equalisation and the way that the draft picks and all that. We've now got a pretty even competition. We're seeing the Melbourne Footy Club, we spoke about in pre-match, preliminary finalists last year, second bottom.
It's a good competition.
It's working.
Yeah. And there's been some knocks on the game and what it's looked like. And, you know, we've had some bad ones, but we've also had some crackers. Today was a good one.
Oh, yeah. You
know, Monday was a good one. So we got to remember, you know, those good ones when they come along and really embrace them. But you're right, it's been a fantastic season. And Chuck, your story about the young fellas, you know, getting the minute silence, but that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Passing on, you know, the stories of past and, you know, letting the next generation understand what's gone before them and what's been sacrificed. So, absolutely brilliant.
Just Chris off the KFC wants to just say, Chuck, our Billy Idol references was absolute gold this afternoon.
Someone enjoyed it. Every
it
time.
Actually made Billy Mac Guelphy play one of the best games he's ever played for the Essendon Football Club. In the end, we actually ran out of songs.
We ran out
of
songs. Had
to go to his back catalogue.
We went through White Wedding, we went through Rebel Yell, Face Without a Name, or Name Without a Face.
Started doing Eyes cover without bands. A face.
Eyes Without a Face, whatever they were. And I think
Money, everything.
We went through the lot, so I'm glad we could. We keep entertaining.
Chris, Lion Bear 79, he calls himself.
Thanks, Lion Bear.
Well, appreciate joining us on the KFC Twitter at KROC Football.
Yep.
What we might do is just get some AFL fantasy points.
We're Jules has gone home.
He's had enough.
He's down in the rooms. Jack Crisp is going to join us very shortly, the former Lion.
Okay, the top five from each team. Kingy for the winners. Pendlebury, 148. Grundy, 123. Adams, 120. 116 to Chris, the boy we're speaking to. Treloar, 105. And Dane Beams, the other player, over 100. Right on the ton, Dane Beams. Shield, 136 for the Bombers. Zach Merritt, 108. 99 to Bell Chambers, Joe Danahan 99, and Dyson Heppel 99. And we'll get some Kerr's higher stats after we speak to Jack Crisp.
All right, we're going to speak to him after a break. Fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to Surf Solo. When we come back, Jack Crisp, Kerr's higher stats, final thoughts from, of course, Lee Brown. Hopefully the Geelong team
Cats
will be
team.
Up. And we'll also, of course, go through our Hamlin Hanger and goal of the day. But, gee, what a cracking Anzac Day clash it's been in front of 92,241 people. Collingwood by 4 points. Live, breathe, K-Rock footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes. K-Rock! Get up weekday mornings with Tom and Sarah Marie for breakfast. Go, go,
go! Good morning, Scott Morrison.
G'day, Tom. G'day, Sarah Marie.
You are going head-to-head with Bill Shorten. You obviously back yourself to be able to beat him in an election, but we want to know, could you beat Bill Shorten at these things, all right?
What about a dance battle? Do you think you're any good at that?
We're both the same age.
What I'm hearing is, if you're the same age, that means both your cartilage is probably deteriorating at the same level.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think you would be better than Bill Shorten at making the sound of a racing car with your mouth?
How's that go?
We have a winner! Well done.
Fresh Daily with Tom and Sarah Marie. Subscribe to their podcast now at krock.com.au. You can't get enough of me.
Stand proud and become a Cats member today from $60.
Visit membership.geelongcats.com.au.
There's a very special day coming up, Beatrice, and I've got big plans.
Oh, Bruce, you remembered.
I'll never forget that special day in 1982.
Yes, Bruce, it was wonderful.
Honestly, my life just wouldn't be the same without them.
Them?
Yeah, Coors Hire. They opened back in 1982. What did you think I was talking about?
Our wedding anniversary.
Oh, right.
Coors Hire. Local for over 30 years. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KoorsHire.com.au.
Whatever you need to get things done. Goddings! Get things done.
Get serious about construction. Goddings stocks the full range of Kubota excavators. 1 to 8 tonne in zero swing conventional models. Goddings also stock compact track loaders, wheeled loaders and all the attachments required to get the job done. Kubota. High performance, durability and reliability. And Goddings gives you complete after-sale service with on-site backup you can rely on.
Goddings! Get things done. Goddings! Get things done.
Goddings.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warrilili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Back here at the MCG, Anzac Day providing an absolute cracker with Collingwood home by 4 points. Fifth quarter for signature homes in City to serve Solar as we go down into the victorious Collingwood rooms. And Julian Dore is with Jack Crisp.
Yeah, very iced up, Jack Crisp. You got ice on your ankle and both of your calves. How are you feeling after that one?
Yeah, I'm obviously pretty knackered. It's a hard-fought win. They came at us all day, even after our good start. So just really happy to get the win. And now it's just all about, obviously, ice on my feet and calves to recovery because I'm just running all over the place.
You mentioned you feel knackered. I mean, in a situation like that, finals-like atmosphere, 90-plus thousand, where do you find the extra gears when you're absolutely flat out exhausted? Because there seemed like there were several heavy blokes that were running out of gas on both sides in that last quarter. Where do you find that extra gift?
Well, it comes in those tight contests. Like, everyone just puts everything on the line to win the game of football there. So you get the extra adrenaline, and then you obviously got the crowd and everyone watching. Like, I don't know where it comes from, but I presume a lot of it would come from there. Just everyone just wants that will to win so bad and will do anything for it, and they'll just find another gear.
Jack, really appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Darren Berry, Lee Brown and Heath Buck up in the box. Is there anything you can say about your captain that hasn't been said before after his performance today?
Not really. It's just stock standard by Pendles, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just so consistent, week in, week out. Just not only with the ball in hand, but he's also so directional on the field. He helps everyone out, and he expects the same in return. And that's where we're looking forward to going to as a football club, is just all coming to that same level as Pendles and just performing so consistently over four quarters.
What does a win like today do for the group? We know you're a good side. You played in the grand final last year, but 3-2's a probably an inconsistent start to the year. Do you need wins like these just to reinforce what you're doing?
Yeah, you definitely do. These hard-fought wins where you grind teams out and you just get over the line, they're the ones that build a lot of confidence in a group. We had to do the same thing a couple of weeks ago against the Bulldogs, and that really got us going and feeling confident going up to Brisbane, and then last week's performance as well. So it all ties in together, and now we'll be looking forward to next week. I think we've got Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide, yep.
Yeah, so it'll be another good challenge for us, and it all builds into that, and hopefully we can get another four-quarter performance.
Jack, Darren Berry, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Well done on holding on today. It was a great game of footy to watch and call up here. We're out of voice and you're out of legs. The pressure in the contest, I mean, you played finals last year. It looked like it was really hot in the kitchen all day today. It was relentless.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. Finals are still like pretty fresh in our minds, and
yep.
This is before last year. This was like a final for us because, well, that's what I was describing. You get that much crowd here, and it's always, doesn't matter where we are on the ladder with both teams, it's always going to be a good contest. And today didn't disappoint. So, it's just all comes down to a bit of experience now, and we're just really happy we got the win.
Well, we felt watching the game, Jack, a few times, well, more than a few times, the Bombers, the old risk and reward, they would come off half back and they would direct the footy back through the corridor, but and the pressure that Collingwood applied, you caused a lot of spills and turnovers and got some forward thrusts out of that. Was that something that was discussed in the way that they would play, or that just unfolded today?
Yeah, no, we knew that was going to happen. Like, they generated most of the scores from defensive 50 or defensive mid and stuff like that. And
yep.
we knew they were going to pull those kicks into the corridor. The way we defend is a come-forward team, so we were ready for it. Yeah, they got through a few times with their speed off half-back, but we were ready for it.
Speaking with Collingwood star Jack Crisp, here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Jack, well done today on the win and your performance individually. Talk about speed from half-back and their ability to go, Essendon as a team, but it looks like yourself individually, you're defending really well, but you've got a real licence to go, and the boys are just giving you the footy so you can run around that left side and create some real speed off half-back.
Yeah, I really enjoy that, to be honest. Get a bit going forward. But, because the way we move the ball, we like to shift the angles a little bit. And then when we get an opportunity to go through the corridor and break the game open, it's when you can really get through team defence. Allow my ability and myself to do that. So I really enjoy it. And I've really found my niche playing off half-back there. I really enjoy the group. And then the way we play football really benefits me and my skill set.
And two guys that have slotted into your back six really nicely this year. One coming back from injury in Darcy Moore, who had a great tussle with Joe Danaher today. And Jordan Ruffhead, who's come across from the Western Bulldogs. Can you tell us a little bit about what they've added, and particularly Jordan coming from another team and what he's brought to that back six?
Well, first things first, they've brought some height for us. We were a little bit short on that last year, but they've both been absolutely outstanding for us the first six rounds. And they both take the big bodies. Like Darcy and Jordan, they're both very tall and very athletic and read the ball really well. And yeah, Darcy and Joe today had like a great matchup, and they're both young players, so they're going to do that for many years to come, so it'll be something to look forward to. And yeah, Ruffy coming across is just it's just really helped us down back with the tools, and he's really solid for us.
Jack, we talk about Jordan Degoe a fair bit. What's it like to play alongside him, because he does some miraculous things, and he probably kicked the goal today that probably got you over the line on the run in the last quarter. I mean, I think he's got the potential to be the best player in the comp. I mean, do you see him at training and think, wow, this bloke's seriously good?
Yeah, 100%. Like, he's just, the way he's built his way as well, he's just, he's just like a bull, and he's athletic and he's dynamic. He can really turn games on his head, and as we've seen in the past and today, you know, he can really grab it and then make it his own and then stamp his name for himself. And you know, he's going really well. He's very dangerous up forward. He's very dangerous inside mid. So we just love having him on the team.
So, Jack, when you're playing an intra-club or some match sim goes on over there at the Holden Centre, who lines up on Jordan Degoe? Do you get that opportunity,
yeah,
or do you handle it off?
He plays deep. I play high. So I don't have to do that, which is good.
and we've had Justin Longmuir, your defensive coach, on a couple of times on K-Rock. You got anything on Justin? Because he hasn't given us a whole heap at this point.
He needs to lighten up a bit, Jack. Can you crack him open? He's very stiff.
Yeah, no, he does need to relax a little bit. He's all right. Yeah, he cracks a joke on our pre-game backs meeting every week. Sometimes they're not funny. But yeah, he just showed a video because he had a sore back and it was about a bloke hurting his back. So kind of related. It's pretty funny that time. But other than that, yeah.
Well, Jack, we really appreciate your time. Yes. Love watching what you've been doing. How many consecutives is that now? Is that 102 in a row?
Yes. No, 104, I think.
104.
It's not counting.
It's a phenomenal.
Yeah, no, I'm keeping out.
Well, you're getting close. That would bring you to within about two or three of 100 for Collingwood.
Yeah, two more.
Mate, that's fantastic. And we'll actually get to see that Collingwood-Carlton in a couple of weeks' time here at the MCG. Get through safely through Port Adelaide and look forward to seeing you in your 100th. Seen a lot of Collingwood over the last few years and you've been a key part of their revival. Well done, and well done this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Jack Crisp joining us on K-Rock Footy. I love watching Jack Crisp play. Yeah, I really do.
He backs himself, doesn't he? Yeah. He said that's the way he likes to play as well.
There's a couple of Essendon boys out there. I think it's Francis Langford and Draper just doing...
And some... also Toy Story's out there as well.
Braden Ham.
Braden Ham. There you go.
Ham's out there.
Toy Story.
Playing on Anzac Day. Chuck, the four boys.
Yep.
probably not as good as...
Aaron Francis, interesting, you know, because we watched him at the end of
last
year.
Everyone was talking that he was going to be the next superstar of the competition. He's had a slow start to the year. I think he's still going to be okay.
Something's gone wrong, because he finished the year, took a couple of big hangers over in Adelaide, and he looked like he really dropped some weight. I remember early days, you know, we chatted to Nieldy, and he said he had to do some more work to become a professional at this level.
He's South Australian,
so he can't get back into the team this year.
Bucky.
Sorry?
Don't hold that against him.
Highly regarded.
Well, if he can't crack it this year, Chuck, there might be an opportunity for him to go back to South Australia. But he is a talent.
Oh, no doubt.
But just struggled in the first two games of the year.
Geelong squad is out.
What do we got? Can you give it to us?
Okay. Jordan Clark is out. Has been omitted.
We picked that one, didn't we?
Well, Frypan. I would say it's manageable.
He's not omitted. Frypan ass.
Brandon Parfitt will miss with the quad problem. So the six coming in, no surprising, Charlie Constable is back.
I can't see, but let me just guess. I'll just guess. Constable will be in.
Yep.
Zach Tui will be in.
Yep.
I reckon... What about Zach Smith?
No
Zach Smith?
Edison. No, that's surprising me. But Ryan Abbott.
Well, that is strange. So Abbott's jumped above.
Zach Guthrie, who's been an emergency for much of the year. Parsons, who's been an emergency for much of the year. And Darcy Fort is a potential to make his AFL debut.
Okay. So Smith was held over last week and Abbott played?
Yes, Abbott played in the VFL. And played very well, won the best on ground medal.
Yeah, so it's hard to play well when you don't play.
Yeah.
But when you're in the mix, you think you're in the mix.
So does that make you think that maybe there's an issue with Zach Smith?
Well, something going on.
An issue or you're out of favour.
Well, he was the emergency last week and held over. So if you're the emergency and held over, and Chris Scott has said publicly that Zach Smith is close. Not sure.
I'll tell you what's happening there, Kim.
He's not going to say there's no chance.
Constable's coming in for Parfitt. That's a given. And Tui's come in for Frypan.
That's probably two changes.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Has Frypan been omitted or are they saying managed?
It says omitted the story.
It is.
But I would say it's managed.
Yeah.
He hasn't done a lot wrong through his opening.
Just wore baggy shorts. That's the only thing he's done
wrong. You've got to omit him for matches.
Yeah. That's what it would come down to, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Heath Buck, Kerr's higher stats before we get our stigmatic standout. Can you give us some numbers,
KFC
please?
KFC Twitter's going.
Is it going bananas?
No, it's about the booing. I mean, goodness gracious me. We'll leave it, Chuck.
Yeah, leave it. Let it go through to the keeper and give us a Kerr's higher stats, Bucky.
I will. Scotty Pendlebury, 38 touches. He won the medal for the third time. Only three clearances, but he had the four inside 50s. I reckon he used the ball probably just as well, Chuck, than any other player. I'll just get his disposal efficiency up, Scotty Pendlebury. He had it 74% is pretty good when you had the ball 38 times. Treloar, 31. Boy, we spoke to Crisp, had it 29 times. Beams, yeah, he had it 28. Didn't think he had a huge bearing on the game. Tom Phillips, 26. Sidebottom, gee, he was good early, but I thought Guelphy, when he went to him after half-time, quietened his influence. Still ended up with 24. Grody, 24. And
Who had 24? Grody?
Brody Grundy.
Grody, you just called him.
Did I?
It was a combo.
Did I call him Grody?
Grody.
Oh, that's what they call him down at the club.
Yeah.
39 disposals and 12 to advantage. I thought Bell Chambers was pretty serviceable as well, so that was a really good duel, that one. Taylor Adams, 23 and a goal. Howe, 10 marks, Chuck, for Jeremy Howe, 20 touches. Maynard, 19. Gee, copped a beating today. Adam Ant, didn't he? Was off with sore ribs during that first quarter. Tom Langdon, 18 and 3 marks. Darcy Moore, what a duel that was with Joe Danaher. Moore still had it 17 times at 6 marks, but Joe Danaher, he kicked 4 goals straight. 16 to Callum Brown, who had a really good last quarter. Kicked 3 behinds, was a little bit off target. Hoskin Elliott, good to see him back. Took a great mark, 16 disposals, 6 marks and 1 goal, 1. And Jordan Ngoi, 5 disposals, 5 marks and 2 goals, 1, including the sealer. And Cox, 9 disposals, 4 marks and 2 goals. For the Bombers, 34 disposals to Dylan Shield, but he's copying an absolute hammering on Twitter about his disposal efficiency, and it ran at 59%. Zach Merritt, 30. Heppel, 28. McKenna was good, 21. Parrish, 21. I thought that was a really good game, Kingy, for Darcy Parrish, particularly in that last quarter when he had the last quarter. Darcy Parrish had 7 disposals of played particularly well. Hurley was really good down back, 6 marks and 20 touches. Saab was good, 5 marks, 19 touches and 7 tackles. Bell Chambers, 18 and 5 marks. Saab Ruckers, 18 and 3 marks. And 4 goals straight to Joe Danaher. If the Bombers had won, do you think Joe Danaher would have won the medal?
When he kicked his fifth and won him the game? Absolutely.
16-8 marks and 4 goals. I thought Stringer was good as well. 16 disposals, 7 marks and 2 goals too. And Bagley after half-time was effective as well. Kingy, 13 touches, 3 marks and 3 goals straight. A crowd of 92,241 saw Collingwood hang on in the end. 10-13-73 defeated Essendon 10-9-69.
Thank you for that, Bucky. Of course, Kerr's Hire Stats, thanks to Jared and the team at Kerr's Hire since 1982, have been your local hire company. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Time for the Steamatic Standout. Steamatic, don't panic. Call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Brownie, do you concur that it's Scott Pendlebury?
Yeah, it's pretty easy, isn't it, when they award the medal and you've already had that thought. So, yeah, Scott Pendlebury, he's an absolute superstar of this game. And, you know, third Anzac Day medal, as you mentioned previously, Kingy. So he's right up there with the all-time greats, and particularly at the Collingwood Football Club. So another standout performance from the skipper.
All right. Thank you for that, Lee Brown. We move on to our Hamelin Hanger and our goal of the day, please, Bucky.
Let's start with the mark of the day. 28-minute mark of the second quarter. Great to see him back playing. That is Will Hoskin-Elliott. Gee, he flew a couple of times today. This was an absolute beauty in the second term.
MCC members stand side to Chris. Chris driving along. Oh, Hoskin-Elliott with a Hamelin hanger. Oh. Hung in the air over the top of Guelphy. Took the mark.
That was the Hamelin hanger mark of the day. Will Hoskin-Elliott.
Fair grab.
Goal of the day was a toss-up between Joe Danaher's goal in the last quarter, Kingy, the one around the body, which was an absolute beauty. But we go back to a really important stage of the game just before half-time. In fact, it was the half-time siren. 60 metres out on a 45-degree angle, and he just unloaded and kicked the goal of the day.
Danaher on the runway. Long left footer. Long left footer, long left footer. I reckon he's got it, boys. The Bombers are saying it's home. The goal umpire's saying it's a goal. What a kick.
Fairly handy, wasn't it?
Beautiful.
It's a bomb from 60 metres.
He played well.
Well called,
guys. It's
good
to see him back in... Well, he's only been back for... This is the second week, but yeah. He looked
this
good.
This one won't cost him 20 grand. Although, they'll look at it in totality now and go, the fact that they paid the 20 grand fine to bring him in last week, get the run under the belt, and he kicks 4 this afternoon, they probably go, well, we're not too upset about handing over 20.
I'm not worth it if you kick 5, they won the game, Kingy.
It would have been absolutely worth it. Yeah. We're out of here. We're done. We've got to say goodbye because the wash-up is next.
Oh, no. Wash us up, Kingy. We'll go.
Adam Nottingham from Imbolee, Luke Matthews from Drysdale, Paul Carson from St Joseph's to join me for a chat about all things local footy on Anzac Day. We say goodbye to some people back in K-Rock HQ. Brian Alexander, who's going to stick around and help me out. Dave Knott's going to stick around and help me out as well to do the wash-up. Julian Dore, we'll see you soon. Take care.
Jules running the Sydney stack on the way down in the room. He got bowled over, our man.
Yeah, we'll have that look.
Hope he's alright. Hope the ribs are alright.
Make sure you talk to the right people about that. Jules, Marcel was here snapping away. Did he get Will Hoskin-Elliott's mark? It's a big question.
Oh, Marcel Marceau must have been asleep.
He didn't get it. Goodbye to you, Bucky. When do we see you? Saturday afternoon.
I'm actually off to China tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're in the lovely.
Yes, to Tokyo.
For a week. So I'll see you next Friday night.
Collingwood, Port Adelaide.
Yes.
Chuck, we'll see you Saturday afternoon at Marvel for St Kilda Adelaide.
Cannot wait. I tell you, if St Kilda beat Adelaide, Kingy, I'll be nude on Saturday night.
That's great to hear. Lee Brown.
See you next Friday night, boys.
Nick, Collingwood Port Adelaide as well. Of course, Carol Footy back from 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. St Kilda and Adelaide. Chuck and Benny Cast call all the action. And then and Blue McGrath also there. And then on Sunday, 3 o'clock, Geelong and West Coast can take. Brian Cook will be among our pre-game guests. Scott Selwood's going to join the team in the special comments cheer alongside
Selwood.
Sean Higgins.
Okay.
So North Melbourne might want to get a win Friday night, or we're going to put Sean under the pump.
On.
And Renee Gehring, Geelong AFLW star, he's going to ride the boundary for us.
Okay, that's a nice little touch.
So it's going to be fantastic. Looking forward to that from 3 o'clock. But this afternoon, Anzac Day, a cracker. Collingwood by 4 points, and you heard it on...
K-Rock Footy! Stringer drop punt, it looks good. It looks really good. What a kick from Stringer! He was over... the fence. He took a couple of steps forward to the boundary line and he kicked a spear of a drop punt. Look at DeGoey's brilliant from DeGoey. That was unbelievable play. DeGoey thumped it back into Hoskin Elliott, and Hoskin Elliott went bang
towards Billy Idol out on the outer side.
Oh, lovely Hamlin hanger. Mitch Brown went up and up and over and pulled in the Hamlin hanger in the first quarter. He handballed to Parrish, quick to Shield. Shield had his handball chopped off, and Jordan Ngoi makes him pay with a goal of the day. Danaher on the runway, long left footer. Long left footer, long left footer. I reckon he's got it, boys. The Bombers are saying it's home. The goal umpire's saying it's a goal. What a kick.
MCC member stand side to Chris. Chris driving along. Oh, Hoskin Elliott with a Hamlin hanger. Oh. Hung in the air over the top of Guelph. He took the mark. Cox across the front of Walker. Took the mark. Kicked the goal. And the Essendon defenders stand looking at each other. Nonplussed. Sheila high ball. Goal square. Danaher with the Hamlin hanger. It was sent for into fly over the top of Moore. Defensive fist came from Ambrose, but it's taken by side bottom. Shrugged off Guelphy, snapped on goal, and a bit of class. A bit of side bottom class.
Bagley 15 metres out directly in front. He just simply must kick this goal. Straight in front, 15 metres out. The roar tells you the result. And off the left boot, he finds Stringer. Stringer, will he go over the top? He does. Bagley needs to go over the top. He kicks a goal. He's taken one, two, three steps. He snaps and he kicks a goal. Bagley's got three. More importantly, Essendon are within three. Tip and Woody Zigden Zag got it over to Danaher. Danaher sold the candy. Danaher kicks an absolute beauty. Goal of the day.
Campbell on the bounce. Hoskin Elliott flicked up nicely by Thomas. Here's Ngoi. Here's Ngoi. Here's Ngoi! Kicking the goal. And they're going to get to the middle of the ground looking for Bell Chambers to mark. He can't. Front of the pack, Zaharakis. Big bump side bottom. That'll be it. Collingwood are going to take this one out in an absolute thriller at the MCG.
What an absolute thriller. What a game.
And Collingwood, you can see what it means to them. They embrace a couple of huddles on the outer wing. They pick up a crucial 4 points and improve to 4-2. The Bombers are 3-3. Here's a song, Collingwood fans.
Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.